Welcome back to Sports Day, and our number is 133-882 if you would like to join us at any time here on the program. And I'm so glad that we are joined by this man. His name is Ryan Campbell. We heard his story some time ago now after suffering a massive heart attack playing down the park with his kids, and it's nice to be talking to you, Cambo, here on Sports Day. How are you, mate?
Hey, thanks, guys. It's nice to be actually talking to you guys. All good here, you know. Been through the ringer a little bit, but feeling really good now, and the doctors are pretty confident of what they found and what we can do, and you know they've given me a clean bill of health, which is what we're after.
Cambo, what happened to your knowledge?
I have no idea, mate. I have no recollection of the 7 days that transpired, but obviously my wife was there the whole time, and you know she basically said that I was at the playground with the kids, and Emily wanted to go on a slide, and I took her up there, and then basically just decided I needed to lie down. And, from there, I was lucky enough that I actually put my head on the daughter of the lady that gave me CPR and saved my life. So that was a bit of luck, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, I spoke to your mate, Rob Baker, would have been 3 or 4 weeks ago now, and he mentioned to me that you'd had 4 or 5 heart attacks in hospital. And at that point, I've got to be honest with you, my friend, I wasn't, and a lot of people weren't overly optimistic about your future. But what was it, electrical? Was it something that was due to your ill health or previous condition? Just have you got any explanation?
Mate, you guys have known me. I'm pretty fit and healthy and still very active. So that's... I guess when I sit in the ICU ward and the cardiac ward and look at some of the specimens of human life in there, I was thinking, geez, don't know how this has happened to me. But look, it's just something that came out of the blue that they can't really rule out the issue that I had with, COVID, and also had a pretty bad chest infection in November. And that may have all caused some part of it, but the good news is, and I know you mentioned the word heart attack, but it definitely wasn't a heart attack, which is the main thing, which, obviously can cause all sorts of damage. Basically for the next 4 to 5 days, my heart was sort of going all over the shop, and, they just tried to calm it all down and keep me sedated. And eventually that happened. And, when it was time to come back, they woke me up, and here I am.
So if it wasn't a heart attack, what did they tell you it was? What was the thing that caused you to lay down?
Well, they say it's a cardiac arrest. And again, I'm probably like everyone else. I don't know the difference between, I didn't know the difference between a cardiac arrest and a heart attack. You just think, he's got something wrong with his heart. It must be a heart attack. But, they were very clear that, there's different sorts of things that can happen, and a heart attack can cause irreparable damage, whereas cardiac arrest is just kind of the heart stops,
just stops beating,
but also it just beats out of rhythm, which is something that happened to me. And like I say, hopefully everything else is good.
Because look, I believe that with cardiac arrest, it's when your heart stops beating suddenly, and then you have a lack of blood flow to the brain, which obviously was the major issue that we were talking about whilst you were laying in hospital there. I think around the 18th of April, Cambo, is when this has occurred. So it's now the 10th of May. So from that front, obviously everything was A-OK, because you seem to have gotten away with any of the other issues that might be associated with cardiac arrest.
Yeah, mate. Look, I'm obviously, once the dust has settled, you realise how lucky you were. And, like I say, my wife, who was an absolute trooper, she went through 7 days of hell, and she's probably the one that needs the Medal of Honour out of all this, because, like I say, I can't remember any of those 7 days. So, I've just gone through the recuperation afterwards, and like I say, the cardiac cardiologist, he's extremely happy with how I'm looking, and he kind of scratched his head a few times. But as long as you have the confidence of those sort of people saying, you're all okay, makes me feel good. And I'll leave the UK tonight. My family, we're going to catch the ferry back to the Netherlands, get the kids back to school, and hopefully get back to a bit of normality in life.
Yeah, Cam, I'm told that when someone goes through something like you have, you can be quite emotional when you're going through a recovery. A, was that the case with you? And, of course, it comes just off the back of the loss of Shane Warne. And lots of guys, perhaps a little bit older than you, but in my bracket and Carl's bracket in their 50s, they think, gee, we've got to go checked here. We need to look after our health. So, look, the fact that you've survived is the main thing, but it also hopefully reinforces what we have to do as blokes to check on our health more regularly.
Yeah, the two things I'd say out of all this is, please, I know we've all got busy lives, but please make time to get checked by your GP and make sure that your health is all in order. And the other thing is, if you do have a time to do a first aid kit course, please do it, because, you know, you could be someone who saves a life. And that's, you know, I was lucky enough, you talk about emotional. You know, I was lucky enough to have lunch yesterday with Becky Bassett, who actually gave me the CPR and kept me alive. And, you know, the funny thing is she was very emotional and my wife was very emotional, whereas I was, because I can't remember it, I was sort of, you know, I was obviously very gracious and can't believe how what a job she's done to, you know, keep me alive. But, you know, like I say, the emotion is just starting to kick in, I guess, because my wife is sort of filling me in on all the details of those 7 days. And you start to think, geez, that didn't sound good. But, yeah, you know, like I say, I'm very thankful for where I'm at. And hopefully we can go forward.
And speaking of going forward, that was my next question. Your cricket coaching, A, are you able to resume that in some capacity? And B, I know there's been talk, and as I said, I've spoken to Rob Baker and others that have said, and you've said it yourself last time you spoke to us, you'd like to get back to Australia. You came back to Perth recently. Is that still on the radar?
Look, obviously, I'll be getting back to work at some point. You know, the Dutch have a massive summer ahead. I think you've got the West Indies, England, Pakistan, and also the T20 qualifiers for, you know, for the Australian T20 World Cup. So, you know, we've got lots of cricket on, which, again, I hope to be back in, you know, some capacity, if not full capacity, within, you know, within a month. But that'll all be play it by ear, so to speak. But look, at the end of the day, mate, I love coaching and I think I'm pretty good at it. And, you know, hopefully if something leads my way, then we'll take it on. But right now I'm just, you know, worried about the Dutch and making sure that we achieve everything that we're trying to achieve.
Great to hear your voice, mate. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us here on Sports Day tonight. Good luck in your endeavours over there with the Dutch cricket team, mate, and we'll have a chat to you in the future.
And don't do it again.
No. Yeah, no worries, guys. I'll be trying to avoid it. Don't worry about that, Reto.
Good on you. Ryan Campbell here on Sports Day. Great to have a yak for him and probably timely too that given our sports updates are thanks to Pharmacy Sleep Services. Always tired, visit your local pharmacy and get yourself tested for sleep apnea skeet. Another bloke who, look, had a heart attack not that long ago who thankfully survived is Darren Lehman. He's another one that in his early 50s, he suffered that not that long ago too.
Yeah, I think he was 50 on the dot. And so, yeah, he's learned a lesson. I think he's given up the cigarettes and leading a healthier lifestyle. Yeah, what I can say is I've mentioned to a couple of my friends, I know that you've probably done the same, and the Shane Warne death and the Cambo situation, it just brings into sharper focus about our health and the fact that we need to be more vigilant.
Yeah, well, I've always been pretty fastidious about it, I must say, because given what we had to go through at West Coast at the start of a season, you go through a full medical. So I've pretty much continued that on my whole life so that, you know, there's no use getting your car serviced all the time and keep your car running, Skeet, if you're not fit enough to drive it, well, right? Makes sense to get yourself serviced, doesn't it?
I've got it, and having worked with you for the past 2 years, specifically during COVID, I've realised that you are particularly fastidious. So I might see you between now and 2024 at some stage face-to-face, given the limitations with COVID contacts and protocols, etc. But yeah, you're far more fastidious than I am, and probably wisely so.
Yeah, dare I say it, it might be just happening again, Skeet, but I'll let you know that tomorrow. Let's get into the dig. Dial before you dig, the first essential step. We'll be back to take your digs, get into the talk back, 133-882. If you just want to talk about what we just chatted to Ryan Campbell about, you're more than welcome here on Sports Day.